bachelors and married men, and listen to my song. And I will show you plainly then the injury and wrong that constantly I do sustain by the unhappy life, the which does put me to great pain by my unquiet wife. She never lines her bawling, her tongue it is so loud, but always she'll be railing and would not be controlled. For she the breeches still will wear, although it breeds my strife. If I were now a bachelor, I'd never have a wife. Sometimes I go in the morning about my daily work. My wife, she will be snorting, in her bed she'll lie lurk. Until the chimes do go at 8, then she'll begin to wake. Her morning's draught, well spiced straight to clear her eyes, she'll take. As soon as she is out of bed, her looking glass she takes. So vainly she is daily led, her morning's work she makes. In putting on her brave attire, that fine and costly be, whilst I work hard in dirt and mire, alack, what remedy? Then she goes forth a-gossiping amongst her own comrades, and then she falls a-bosing with her merry blades. When I come home from my labor hard, then she'll begin to scold, and calls me rogue without regard, which makes my heart full cold. When I come home into my house, thinking to take my rest, then she'll begin to me abuse before she did but jest. Without you, rascal, you have been abroad to meet your whore. Then she takes up a cudgel's end and breaks my head full sore. When I for quietness sake desire my wife for to be still, she will not grant what I require, but swears she'll have her will. Then if I chance to heave my hand, straightway she'll murder cry. Then judge all men that here do stand, in what a case am I. And if a friend by chance me call to drink a pot of beer, then she'll begin to curse and brawl, and fight and scratch and tear, and swears unto my work she'll send me straight without delay, or with the same cudgel's end she will me soundly pay. And if I chance to sit at meat upon some holy day, she is so sullen she will not eat, but vex me ever and day. She'll pout and lore and curse and ban this weary life that I do lead poor harmless men with my most dogged wife. Then is not this a piteous cause? Let all men now it try, and give their verdicts by the laws between my wife and I, and judge the cause who is to blame. I'll to their judgment stand, and be contented with the same, and put thereto my hand. If I abroad go anywhere, my business for to do, then will my wife anon be there, for to increase my woe. Straightway she such a noise will make with her most wicked tongue, that all her maids her part to take about me soon will throng. Thus am I now tormented still with my most cruel wife. All through her wicked tongue so ill, I am weary of my life. I know not truly what to do, nor how myself to mend. This lingering life doth breed my woe. I would 'twere at an end. Oh, that some harmless, honest man, whom death did so befriend, to take his wife from off his hand, his sorrows for to end, would change with me to rid my care, and take my wife alive for his dead wife unto his share, then I would hope to thrive. But so it likely will not be, that is the worst of all. For to increase my daily woe, and for to breed my fall, my wife is still most forward bent, such is my luckless fate. There is no man will be content with my unhappy state. Thus to conclude and make an end of these my verses rude, I pray all wives for to amend and with peace to be endued. Take warning all men by the life that I sustained long. Be careful how you'll choose a wife, and so I'll end my song.